This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, get your press pass now. June 22nd at the Toyota Center in Houston, Texas. It's the Big Three kickoff with Commissioner Clyde Drexler. I'm sure he will be in attendance because he ain't traveling anywhere to get there.
Yeah, I saw that.
The Big Three starts right after the final. You going to be going?
I might. Why not? They didn't have it last year in Houston like you mentioned earlier in the show, so why not? I'd like to see it in person.
So you're gonna cover it for the station?
I mean, whatever comes first, free tickets or passes, whatever comes first.
Get Nick.
There you go.
Get Cube in a one-on-one.
Ooh,
that would be quality.
That'd be
huge.
You know, I don't geek out much anymore. Yeah. I would geek out if I got to sit down with Ice Cube.
I bet you we could work on that. And by the way, I know the commissioner, so I can start working on this right now. I think if I work on the commissioner now, and he doesn't hear me say anything about his. I think there's a chance that we could get Cube on.
Man, that would be...
That'd be one of the biggest gets that we've
had.
I mean, Super Bowl, yes. Radio Row, obviously we got a bunch of names, but
now,
that would be one of the big
this.
Ones.
Okay. Does he have to be in studio or in person?
Wouldn't matter to me.
I mean, it's not the same on the phone.
I agree with that.
I would want him in studio for sure.
I'd want him in studio, but if we could only get him on the phone,
either
that'd be fine.
In studio or if there's a way that we could do it, whether it be remotely... live, or we could just tape it with him. That
yes.
would be cool.
What'd you say, Nick?
I mean, obviously, I'd prefer him in studio, but if I can get him on the phone, that'd be great, too.
Hell yeah. I mean, I'm not going to turn down anything, but yeah, I would definitely, that would be pretty high on my list.
All right, Nick, mark the calendar. Hold me to it. I got to get with Clyde. We're going to try and get that done.
Because you know they're going to want to promote it.
Absolutely.
What better way to promote Mucci's it than playing. On what? One of the best shows in the city.
Yeah, I think Mucci's playing.
Is he?
I think Mucci's in it because he was on their roster last year on a team. I believe that Mike James, the ex-Rocket, who's working in the Rockets player development department this year, Mike James can still play. And I've heard it from very reliable sources that on days when they're a little short at practice or whatever, Mike James can still fill it up. He is an offensive scoring machine.
You know, I grew up with his wife.
Really?
With Mike James' wife. Yeah, we were... We were friends for a very long time, like her and her brother and her cousin. We all lived in the same neighborhood. So, yeah. In fact, I had lost track of her, and then I don't know what happened. And then I ran across her name on Facebook somehow, you know, suggestions or whatever, people that you know. And, yeah, and there she was. I was like, oh, look at that. She was married to Mike James.
And they still live here in Houston. So that's that's a good deal. Mike, like I said, Mike James is a hell of a scorer, but yeah, so the Big Three will be kicking off June 22nd here in Houston, so we'll try and work on that. Maybe we'll get a couple of guests that everybody will geek out a little bit.
Well, apparently Holly was bragging about how she has made executive decisions at her office, and she put ESPN 97.5 on at the office.
Yeah.
And then we discussed eating the ass into the bread, and then she had to change the channel. I don't know why that's a big deal.
It's bread.
Yeah. I mean, we weren't saying that, you know. We made sure when we said we would eat the ass of the bread. That's the end of the bread.
There's a
That's
difference
not the
between
same thing.
Drew's hobby and loaf of
bread.
Oh,
wow.
That's what we're talking about. So the
that
bottom line
nice.
Is, you don't have a microphone, you have no shot. So the bottom line is that we were just talking about bread. It's just it's just yeast and you know, those kind of things. That's all it is.
Settle down. It's not a big deal. Not a big deal at all.
Holly, you can switch back.
Yeah.
We are on SportsMap 94.1 simulcasting with ESPN 97.5. Therefore, we're going to keep it really clean this hour.
Yeah, of course.
That's what we do.
That's what we
Tosh has decided to not only keep it clean, but she's going to be social. She put the phone down. That'll probably last for a good 7 minutes.
I can see her, man. I can actually see her.
No, you can't.
Yeah, this was hilarious. If you don't listen to the Blitz.
Oh, yeah, I heard it.
They interviewed Tasha because she is dating a basketball player. Did you just dab? You are turning into a white girl before my eyes. Nobody dabs anymore except, like, college-age white girls. Why are you dabbing? Yeah. No one dabs anymore. But if you miss the blitz, Tasha and her boyfriend have a long-distance relationship. He's overseas playing basketball. She is not. And they FaceTime 24/7. And it's pretty sad.
While the other one is sleeping.
Yeah. It's pretty creepy and sad. Okay. I know, but it's just, I want you to know it's really not normal at all. All the women agree with you? All the women. Three? Three women. Three women isn't necessarily all the women. Okay. You're talking without a microphone, which is bad radio. But the point is, it's really weird. Uh-oh, we have breaking news.
Yeah, I heard. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Nick. I'll let you have the honors.
Go ahead, Nick. Where's your music?
Nick, are you there?
Yeah, it says it agrees to a contract with the Raiders. It's all over Twitter, so he hasn't signed, but Jordy Nelson has agreed to a contract with the Oakland Raiders.
Sorry, Joel.
He's in the AFC.
Yeah.
That's better. And Clarence, suck it. You didn't get him, so that's fine. But, yeah, I'm not happy about it. Whatever.
No?
No, well, it depends. I mean, it depends on who they have at receiver this year and if they get someone that can do it. Lance has them taking Calvin Ridley of Alabama. I think that's a mistake simply because for as good as he might be long-term, with a guy like Davante Adams, who actually wrote a column for the Players Tribune about it, how long it took to get the timing down and the trust of Aaron Rodgers, they don't have time like that. They need a veteran receiver, so we'll see.
He's getting old quick. Hey, Nick, do we still have Eric on the line, or did he drop?
Yes, we do. Y'all can take him now.
Yeah, Eric wants to talk about Colin Kaepernick. Eric, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. I heard Kaepernick was working out in Houston today. Does that mean the Texans might sign him?
Appreciate the call, Eric. Yeah, we already talked about this. No, it doesn't mean anything other than the fact that he's in Houston working out. I mean, one, the video, you can't tell if it was Colin Kaepernick or not. And just because he's here, there are plenty of quarterback gurus and folks to work out with in town. It doesn't mean anything. But, yeah, we talked about it ad nauseum in the second hour. You can catch that on Podcast Arena.
Yeah,
don't want to repeat everything we said. That would be boring.
That's like someone in L.A. with their iSpies out that say, hey, so-and-so was in L.A. today. Well, guess what?
Yeah,
it's a destination.
It's a
people hang
city.
Out there. Yeah, there's plenty to do.
You know I'm big on telling people to go to hell that do things
yes, you are.
That I think are weird.
Yes.
I want to add to the list people that use Reply All
okay.
on an email.
Okay.
If everyone that uses Reply All can go to hell.
Something happened recently?
No, just in general. I saw like we had our emails go out this morning or yesterday about the pool, and then AJ replied all.
I saw that.
And it made me think of it. It wasn't specifically that I was triggered by that email, but I just – it's one of those things. Here's what happens. When you send out an email to a bunch of people and you're going to respond to that person, unless this is supposed to be a group discussion, you should click reply to the sender. Mm-hmm. And if you need to speak to somebody else in the email chain, just add their name. Otherwise, you're just being a dick by replying to all and bothering the other people that don't need to read your response.
Yeah, not that you're bothered by things easily.
And then, but here's what happens, all right?
You're getting vocal now.
This is what drives – no, I'm not that mad about it. But this is what happens because then other people start going, hey, you don't have to reply all. But they reply all, mm-hmm. telling you, hey, guys, let's not all reply all. Okay,
you're the same way on tweets.
You just reply, yes.
And text
God.
Messages. And text messages.
Oh, God.
The day you weren't doing the show and Raheel kept telling us, we have no internet, the show's off, the show's on. You're like, gee, thanks.
Oh, my God, yeah. But reply all is the devil. And if you reply all to tell people not to reply all, you can go to hell. Without a doubt. There's a special place in hell for you.
You feel better now, don't you?
A little bit.
Now, if you get your nose deep in them fries over there, you're
going to feel a lot better. I'm ready. I'm ready. You know what would make a lot of people feel a lot better? Getting cash for their house.
Good point.
You know how they do that? Gulf State home buyers. I know you need to sell your home. I know you need to sell it quick. You need cash in hand for your house. That's why I want you to call Gulf State home buyers. 281-717-6100 is the number to call. And it doesn't matter why you need to sell. You just know you need to do it quick. Gulf State Home Buyers can help you, whether it's you owe back taxes, you're going through a divorce and the court has ordered you guys to sell the house and split the money, bankruptcy, foreclosure, unemployment. A lot of you guys are still waiting on a Harvey check to get your repairs done or get finished. And maybe you're looking at that going, well, I know what it's going to cost to fix it, But do I want to spend that money and still live here and take the chance of it happen again? Whatever the reason that you need to sell your home and get quick cash, you need to call Gulf State Home Buyers. 281-717-6100 is the number. They have an entire in-house staff ready to help you, title companies, attorneys, all there to show you a stress-free way to sell your home. Quick and easy, too. Quick and painless. It doesn't matter why. Title issues or you just want cash, give Gulf State Home Buyers a call. 281-717-6100 is the number, or hit them up on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final hour of the big show as we are here on Revelry on Richmond, watching some NCAA games, doing some radio. After we're done, Fred, AJ, and the Blitz are going to take you home till 7 as we are all here today and tomorrow. We will be at Prime Social, I think it's the 7800 block of Westheimer. So we throughout the next 2 days are doing remotes, as everybody else is. So if you want to stop in and see us, we are here. Juggalo Trey has been mingling. I don't know if he's still here. He has been here. And we're going to have some fun. Simulcasting this final hour, by the way, on our sister station, which is SportsMap 94.1 FM, as well as ESPN 97.5. The Chronicle now covering the fact that Kaepernick was in Houston today for a 90-minute workout, but has nothing to do with interest from the Texans, so we can definitely clarify that right now. Also news around the league, Dontari Poe looks like he is going to be employed very soon by the Carolina Panthers, as he's going to sign a 3-year deal after leaving the Chiefs. Jordy Nelson got some pretty big money going to the Raiders. $15 million guaranteed on a 2-year, sorry, $15 million on a 2-year deal, 13 of which is guaranteed.
So 15 a year or 15 total?
$15 million in the deal for 2 years.
Okay.
13 of it is guaranteed.
I thought when you were telling me at the break it was 15 a year.
No, that would be
way too
much.
Which I said that they paid way too much.
Yeah.
I said he was probably worth about 9. He would probably get between 8 and 9 a year. So close. They may have got a little bit of a deal.
Raiders are going to release Michael Crabtree. Saw that coming as they signed Jordy Nelson. So Crabtree is out. At least you don't have to worry about his chain and being ripped off and fights and all that. So he's gone. Crab is gone.
Yep. Okay. Did you see? Well, a couple things. I want to talk a little bit of baseball. You good with that?
Fine.
See where Aaron Judge was talking to Manny Machado?
I did.
I guess it was on first base or before or whatever, but he basically just told him, hey, you should come be a Yankee, and you would look good in pinstripes. And then word got out that he did that, and now the MLB is upset about it. They called it tampering, and they didn't fine him or anything like that, but he got a slap on the wrist and was told don't do it again. The problem I have with that is if players are talking to each other, that shouldn't be tampering. If you have a team that goes to a player, that's completely different. But player-to-player, these guys are friends.
Yeah, it happens in the NBA all the time. Where it gets tricky is if the organization talks to the player to say what to say to the other player. You know, it goes back to when the Rockets were courting Dwight Howard. Chandler Parsons was talking to him all the time.
Sure.
That's fine if it's just the guys going, man, if you were with us, it would really be great and it could really help us. It's another thing if, you know, Chandler's getting calls from management going, hey, when you talk to him about that, tell him that we have this to give you.
Agreed, but you know what? I mean, at the end of the day, do you really think tampering is that big of a deal? Is there that much of an influence one way or the other? Like, if you didn't get tampered with, is Dwight not coming here if Chandler Parsons isn't getting that information from the Rockets or the Rockets aren't reaching out to him directly? It's going to happen. That conversation is going to take place at some point. To me, the whole tampering thing seems kind of silly.
There's a lot of pettiness to it. You know, the other thing that I think is really crazy is, like, if there's a general manager show or a coach's show, but more in particular, the general manager's show, or if you get a team president that just wants to get on the air too much, and they start talking, and they talk about, like, hey.
Anyone in particular?
I think that singles them out. But, I'm just living a dream trying to tell you what's going on. I mean, you're doing a radio show, and all of a sudden you say, hey, Kawhi Leonard in San Antonio could come back. San Antonio could be a better team. Next thing you know, you're getting fined because you can't even mention a player from another team.
Pretty silly.
In the public. Magic Johnson took it a little further when he was kind of somewhat courting Paul George. But bottom line is, everybody's doing it all the time. To fine them for it, for just doing a radio show or an interview on it's ridiculous.
Yeah, pretty silly. Did you see the – so there was this thing that came out, the 10 craziest ballpark foods for 2018.
I saw you'd put it on the list. I looked at some of them.
So these are the 10. There's a creme brulee French toast.
Looks pretty good.
In Boston. Yeah. That sounds good, although it looks like there's a lot of – it looks almost too sweet, if that's a thing.
It also looks too foo-foo. You're at a ball game?
At Boston, in Fenway.
Yeah, so – and that's not exactly the most spacious park for seating and everything like that.
No.
I just think – you know what? Like when you guys were talking about when you went out to Torchy's in the outfield. But everything's so mass-produced at a ball game, like it's a quick get it ready, get it out, let's go, keep going. Like, you know, with the hot dogs and everything else. And all of a sudden, you're going to do that foo-foo plate and make sure it's warm and it tastes good?
With a bunch of dudes. Hey, yo, hey. All right, number 9, an ode to Detroit dog. This is it's a hot dog. They take their hot dog seriously in Detroit. An ode to Detroit dog includes a natural casing hot dog smothered in brisket, chili, and drizzled with habanero queso sauce.
Doesn't sound bad.
That sounds good. Number 8, the Chicago sandwich. This is the Cubs. The sandwich includes pickled, brined, and breaded chicken thighs, topped with tempura, sport peppers, vine-ripe tomatoes, and dill aioli. Eh. Yeah, that again, too foo-foo-y for a ball game.
Yeah, and if you're buying it, it should be chicken breasts, not thighs.
Yeah.
I want the best.
Number 7, greens and grains in Pittsburgh. It's pretty much a salad.
Yeah, it doesn't look good either.
It's a bad dish for a bad team. Pittsburgh's going to be terrible this year. Number 6, the Cuban burger, the Chicago White Sox. Cuban burger is an all-beef patty topped with sliced ham, pork carnitas, sliced pickles, and Swiss cheese, yellow mustard, and mojo sauce. I don't know what the hell mojo sauce is. Is Mojo the chef?
I do not know.
I hope not.
No.
Number 5 is distillery poutine. Is it poutine or Putin?
I don't know.
I think it's poutine. Don't give me lying, though.
Yeah,
this is in Toronto, so you can just tell right away. All Canadian food is garbage.
Well, then it's poutine hay.
Yeah, it's hay? Eh? Yeah, this is, I don't know. I don't even care what's in the poutine. Cheese curds, whiskey, raisin gravy. Really? Whiskey, raisin, and gravy.
Gravy on cheese curds?
Whiskey, raisin gravy at that. I don't even know what the hell whiskey, raisin
ketchup's
is.
Ketchup's all you need.
Oh, no. There's the Spectator. In Atlanta, after emerging from a slow smoke in the Spectator, which is a potato, is topped with cheese, cream, scallions, and more jalapenos. There's also a sausage, a jalapeno cheddar sausage stuffed into the potato and wrapped in bacon.
I see how you did that stuff gesture.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
I'm not doing that.
All right, number 3 is the Dilly Dog.
No.
It's the Texas Rangers and Budweiser.
St. Louis.
No, Texas Rangers, Budweiser, Dilly Dilly. Basically, they took a pickle, hollowed it out, put a hot dog in there, put the corn dog batter, and then fried it. So it's a corn dog, pickle, hot dog in that order.
I'll pass.
Yeah.
You can put ranch on it, though.
Nope. There's the Asada Dog in Arizona. This is it's an 18-inch Shriners hot dog nestled in a Tolero roll with fries, queso, carne asada, pico de gallo, and guacamole.
Doesn't sound bad.
It sounds pretty good. And then the number 1 that they have on the list is Rocky Mountain Po' Boy for the Rockies.
Doesn't sound good off the top.
Well, because it sounds like Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yes, exactly right.
But it says the Rocky Mountain Po' Boy includes Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh!
Topped with garlic slaw, guacamole, green chili ranch, pico de gallo, and some cheese on a Po' Boy roll.
That's nuts.
Damn it. Yeah, I
guess they went balls out.
Damn it. Nick, why are you not donging all these? Okay, that was probably not the good one.
No.
That's being isolated.
Okay.
All right, right now we got about a half hour to go in the big show here at Revelry on Richmond in Houston. So if you want to stop by and see us, stop by. I want to tell you guys about my friends at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about them for a long time now. Three locations in the Houston area. Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. In the Galleria across from Dillard's on Post Oak. And, of course, the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways, where Mattress Mac sits at the front desk. And he will greet you, get you in the capable hands of a salesperson who will ask questions, see what you're looking for, and then show you what they have to offer. And they have plenty. They have all solid wood American-made furniture. It's leather and upholstered furniture from brands like Stickley. They have great deals going on, including Mac's birthday sale. He turns 67, so through the end of the month, there's lots of items on sale for up to 67% off. And, of course, the Astros special still going on like it was last year. They're doing it again. Buy $3,000 more worth of bedroom furniture, including Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And if the Astros win it all, you get it all. That's just the way they're going to do it. They're going to continue to do it to try and make the fans and the customers in Houston happy. They're also going to back up everything that they say, not just words. They're going to do it with actions. That means you buy today, you get it tonight. There's no back order slips, and Gallery really will save you money.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
You have Xfinity. Check cube57.com for game times.
I see you there.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 and our sister station, SportsMap 94.1, both on the FM side of the dial as we are broadcasting live from Revelry on Richmond today. We'll be doing it up till 4, then the Blitz will take you home till 7, and again, everybody will be out and about tomorrow at Prime Social up on Westheimer if you want to join us there as well. We are going to just continue, as we always do, to break in the brackets and get out.
Yeah.
Spend some time with the peeps.
The Parmesan truffle fries here at Revelry. That was good.
Yeah, you made quick work of those.
I did. Well, you only have 3 minutes in between segments, but
yeah,
I thoroughly enjoyed those.
Drew had them as part of his 16th meal today.
Drew's a big proponent of fourth meal.
Yeah, that's what's in the first up, hour.
Hey, do we still have Hudson on the line? Hudson wants to tell me what poutine tastes like.
Bet he does.
You stop it. Hudson, what's up, man?
Yes, doing well today, it sounds like. I missed the...
Hey, Nick, can you turn Hudson up? I can barely hear him.
Hudson, go ahead.
I missed going into the top 10. After you guys started talking about poutine, I felt like maybe you guys hadn't tried it before. It is a Canadian dish, like you guys mentioned. I've visited there a few times. I'll tell you what, though, poutine is delicious. So are Revelry's truffle fries, but also this poutine. It's like this French fries, gravy, cheese conglomerate, and it's definitely ballpark food. I agree with you guys. The little foo-foo stuff, no good at a ballpark. You never know when you got to throw your hands in the air. You don't want warm cake, but I wouldn't mess with that poutine. If you guys got computers, you should maybe look it up or try to find a place in Houston to find some. It's delicious.
Cool, man. Appreciate it. Hudson. So it's like fries with gravy.
So after you check out pink waffles, you're going to
Blue waffles.
Oh, blue waffles.
It's a pink sock.
So,
Don't Google pink sock or waffle. That's those motto.
As a single guy, Nick, you can keep it in your back pocket in case you need it ever, but you can always pay for poutine.
Love me some poutine.
In Canada.
Love me some poutine.
Not how you pronounce it.
I've tried
There's
it on
no
the air.
There's no N at the beginning. It's not poutine.
Yes, it is.
It's poutine.
Same thing. Same
not
difference.
Poutine.
No one heard that. No one heard that but you. No one heard that but you, Barry.
Right up.
Do what?
No one heard that but you.
Oh, you dumping me now or what?
No, you're not getting dumped, no. Not yet.
Not yet. Did you see this tweet from Carlos Hyde that got dug up from 2011?
Yes.
So Hyde is expected to sign with the Browns a 3-year deal.
Yeah.
But
running back for the Niners.
Yeah, former running back of the Niners. Back in 2011, he had a very simple tweet that he put out. Cleveland sports are horrible, LOL. And now he's signing with the Browns. But this is the first time. This article on For the Win had Nick Young back in 2016 where he said, I hate the 2016 Golden State fans. They don't know nothing about basketball. And now here he is.
With the Warriors.
James Harrison, it said, it's hard to win a Super Bowl without knowing the other team's plays. Right, Bill? Hashtag Spygate. Hashtag 9 years. And then he tweeted that to Antonio Brown and oops. Then you've got Kevin Durant. I remember this one for sure. Remember when Durant said, now everybody want to play for the Heat and the Lakers. Let's go back to being competitive and going at these peoples. And then he goes and joins the Warriors. And then there was the Dak Prescott one where Dak, back in college, tweeted out,
yes.
I'm done taking up for Romo. Hashtag had enough. Somebody's like, what are you talking about? He said, nah, you're supposed to throw it over the guy's head. That was the most embarrassing one of them all. Hashtag stop taking up for him. And then he ends up a Dallas Cowboy.
I do remember that, yes.
Pretty funny stuff, man. You got to be careful.
No doubt about it.
Oh, and then there was one more, Jeremiah Grant. Jeremy Grant, who got traded from Philly to Oklahoma City. Back in 2011, he tweeted out, Westbrook is doo-doo. And now
he's playing with us.
Yeah, so you got to be. So I'm not going to talk mess about Nathan Crate. I'm not going to talk mess about 790. I'm not going to tweet about it because you never know. You might end up there one day, right?
Because after you do it, you have to scratch your temple and go, what should we do?
Oh, wow. Yikes.
That would be sensitive. Because that guy's not. All right, so let's go to your favorite friend. He's waiting on hold. This ought to be short and sweet, and we should finish it out with a laser tag version of.
We probably can't hear it on the remote, so we'll just have to trust that it happens.
Oh, you might. Go.
My wife actually has the best food team. Sometimes she'll be in the kitchen mixing stuff in a bowl. And she'll kind of wink at me. She said, you in the mood for some poutine tonight?
Nope.
And like last night, she said, you know, forget the steak. It just takes up too much time.
I believe I heard the laser.
I just, it's not. Oh, you might. You're. It's not, there's no N at the beginning of poutine. It's not poutine. That's not a thing.
Are we to believe OU Mike is married?
Oh, there's no way.
I don't think so either.
There's no way OU Mike is married.
No,
I'll say this. You ever wondered how they can continue to manufacture blow-up dolls? Because you're like, who's buying these?
Right.
I think that's our answer. OU Mike is keeping the blow-up doll industry afloat.
Let me tell you something. His nickname is Patches because even if they're popped, he's going to fix it so that they still work. There's no way. Yeah, that dude ain't married.
No. And James Feaster said, what are we talking about Pootie Tang for? Nope, that's not. It's. You guys.
News around the league, if you haven't heard, Kirk Cousins is supposed to finally sign his deal. 3 years, $84 million guaranteed with the Vikings as they went out to dinner last night. You know, he's on this Brady thing with his diet now. And the Vikings have always taken all of their top picks to a steakhouse in downtown Minneapolis. They thought they were going to have to change plans because he wouldn't eat anything there. But he decided to say keep it. And with that much money, I'm sure he'll find a salad or two that he can mix in.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
Yeah, the other quarterback moves. With the Broncos signing Case Keenum to a 2-year deal with about, 36 guaranteed. Trevor Siemian, their quarterback of a year ago that they drafted out of Northwestern, now headed to the Vikings to back up Kirk Cousins, so he will be there. And Ndamukong Suh is still a free agent. He is thought to have interest from the Cowboys and Seahawks. Now we're hearing that he is going to New Orleans to meet with the Saints to see if there is a cultural and a team scheme fit for him. So we'll see how that develops.
You know, it's funny because you look at the Vikings and you thought they had three really good quarterbacks or they had three good options, right, based on performance. Bridgewater, you felt like, had a lot going for him. Sam Bradford, when healthy, he played really well. Case Keenum obviously did what he did. It got them really close. Is it safe to say that by signing Cousins and then trading for Trevor Siemian, are they actually better off still? Because you think Case Keenum does that again?
No, I don't. I think he was
it was a one-hit
wonder. He maxed out what he had. But here's the other thing.
Which, if you're going to max out, I mean, I heard somebody the other day saying his numbers were comparable to Drew Brees's. So if you're going to max out, not bad, but you can't expect somebody like Case Keenum to do that every year. It's kind of like we talk about with Astros and hitters and Mike Fiers and stuff. He's going to regress to the mean. I'm kind of with you. I don't think he's doing that again. I don't think Sam Bradford can stay healthy enough. Teddy Bridgewater is an unknown.
But you're a numbers guy.
Be better off.
You're a numbers guy. Let me drop these numbers on you.
Okay.
So the three Vikings quarterbacks that you were talking about.
Yes.
Bridgewater, Sam
Bradford,
and Case.
Uh-huh.
You know what they're going to take up in salary cap room next year?
What?
$53 million on roster.
That's ridiculous.
$53 million for those three quarterbacks that were on the Vikings roster a year ago. That is sick.
Wow. Yeah, that's
Bradford got 20. Bridgewater got 15. And Case got 18.
And that's a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ridiculous that we're talking about backup money being five a year for a couple years, and Bridgewater, who was hurt the whole year, and when he came in he looked terrible, gets 15 for 1 year.
Unbelievable.
Josh McCown, after the huge deal with the Bears, he got another deal for like 15.
We got to go to break. I don't want to go over because we've been going over, but I got to read you this story about this guy. It's a murder suspect that was pinned down by the police in his house, and he just left. I'll read you that on the other side.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. The escape artist.
Yeah.
We'll be back with a whole lot more as we wrap it up with one final segment to go in the big show before we turn it over to Fred A.J. Jong and the Blitz. It is The Usual Suspects on Sports Map 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by Indeed. 610 the West Loop southbound at Post Oak. We're getting reports of a stall in a right lane and traffic's heavy back towards 290. But they've cleared the angst off 288 the South Freeway northbound at Southmore. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
Hi, Bob Vila here on ESPN 97.5 with another home improvement tip.
Tubular skylights are an often overlooked remodeling option. These clever little skylights channel sunlight through a highly reflective tube, ending at a ceiling-mounted diffuser that looks like a typical ceiling fixture. The light can be surprisingly bright, making the system ideal for dark hallways and other areas that receive limited daylight. Many manufacturers market tubular skylights, but the components are pretty much the same. A clear acrylic rooftop-mounted dome, flashing, flexible or rigid tubing, and a ceiling-mounted diffusing lens and trim ring. Kits are usually sold in 10, 13, 18, or 21-inch diameters and can be installed on most roof types. Optional extras include ventilation fans, electric lighting for nighttime use, and dimmers. An added incentive, if you install before the end of 2013, depending on the system you buy, you may qualify for a tax credit. Get more info at bobvila.com. And right here at home with me, Bob Vila.
Daylight savings time means that spring is here, and it's time for some fun in the sun with family and friends. So Texas Marine is making boating more affordable with our Daylight Savings Sale. Get extra savings and up to $750 in free accessories. Check out top brands like the number one selling Nautic Star, Shoalwater Skinny Water Bay Boats, and Avalon Pontoons, all powered by Yamaha Outboards. It's the Daylight Savings Sale only at Texas Marine. On NASA Road 1 in Seabrook and I-45 in Conroe.
Guys, the madness of March is here. So it's time to get in on the action this week with MyBookie. There are thousands of people betting online, especially this week with the madness upon us. So why not try and win some money yourself with MyBookie.ag? If you've tried online betting before, you know how other sites give you the runaround when you ask for your payout. Aren't you sick and tired of that? Don't you want it done with some sort of ease? Well, then join MyBookie.ag today. You win, they pay. Their payouts are fast, easy, and no hassle. You're really just wasting your time betting anywhere else. They even have in-game live betting so you can place a bet after tip-off. If you join now, MyBookie will match your first deposit with a 50% bonus just by using promo code RADIO. That's right, promo code RADIO. You can even enter for a chance to win their $1 million bracket challenge. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Don't sit on the sidelines. Visit MyBookie.ag today. Play, win, get paid.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Revelry on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. Final segment of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1, both on the FM side of the dial as we're simulcasting this hour. Then we're going to turn over to Fred A.J. Jong and the Blitz. They'll take you up from 4 o'clock all the way through 7. If you don't know the name Mike Dom, you might want to get a little bit of information on the big man from South Dakota State. He kind of looks like the Birdman, Chris Anderson, without the tattoos. But dude already has 15 of their first 32 points, as they are giving Ohio State everything that they could ask for.
Where is that game at on these on here?
The first TV. It's a commercial break.
Okay.
And Dell is feeling a little better as his Hurricanes have finally climbed out of a huge hole as Miami leads Loyola of Chicago 43-38 with about 12 and a half to go. So you got that.
Somebody said, Barry, be careful talking about 6'10". You're going to end up doing Twitter polls. Is that a thing?
Twitter polls, well, birthdays, Twitter polls, Mount Rushmores, those are all staples of other stations okay. that will remain nameless that do sports in this market not named ESPN or SportsMap.
A texter said, OU Mike has an arranged marriage with a homeless woman that was pregnant with her brother's kid.
I don't know how inaccurate
that's
that
confused.
Is.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.